The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. The futility of certain Longmont officials continuing to pursue a fast tracks line to Boulder is rapidly becoming one of the greatest boondoggles the city has ever seen. After the recent city elections where fiscally smart candidates were generally defeated, I noted to fellow citizens that Longmont taxpayers have contributed more than $75 million since 2005 toward the 0.40% fast track sales tax. It turns out my dollar estimate was low. City Finance Director Jim Golden informs me that the total from Longmont was $82,892,181 through 2022. Numbers for 2023 won't be known until early next year, but at present pace the running total paid to the fast track sales tax will be around $90 million. And this for a train to Boulder that may not be completed until 2050. Although some residents are demanding a refund with Longmont having nothing to show for years of paying into fast tracks, it would seem nearly impossible to get the tax money back from the Regional Transportation District, RTD. My idea would be for the city to seek termination of the tax in Longmont at its 20-year mark on January 1, 2025. The grounds for this would be breach of original ballot issue content that the Northwest Line would be completed to Longmont by 2017. Absent the fast tracks tax burden, Longmont voters could then redirect the 0.40% sales tax toward a public facility such as a performing arts center. A ballot issue led by, with no increase in taxes, works wonders with the voting public. Dave Larrison, Longmont.